Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We got this text. Is Saul still testifying? That's pretty funny.
Wow. That's a good one.
So, for anybody who's just joining us who hasn't heard the Cohen hearings so far, how would you characterize the first couple hours?
It is an exercise in character association, or I'm sorry, assassination of the president. It's to a large extent gossip and innuendo and personal opinion that he's a bad guy. It goes to a couple of the topics that Mueller's looking at. It touches on a couple of things that might have legal significance, like the campaign finance violation, which is a yawner in D.C., honestly. But it is a low watermark for Congress.
I got it scored 7-3. Some good body blows being landed. Cohen looking to get exhausted. His hands are still up. We got a good one going forward.
Yeah, amen to that.
That's pretty funny. His hands are still up.
It's absolutely worth listening to, though. I mean, the stupid parts are so stupid, and the ugly parts are so ugly, and it's just it's indefensible
as a
spectacle.
When you have, pick a Democrat, when Kamala Harris is president,
yes,
and then you have a Republican-controlled House,
yeah,
how do they not bring forward somebody who's unhappy about a prosecution that happened
sure.
in San Francisco?
Or her affair with Willie Brown.
Or whatever.
Right.
And have them testify and just all day long answer questions of, do you think Kamala Harris would be willing to cheat on her taxes to try to get ahead? Yeah, I think she would. I mean, because that's what's happening.
You say she might cheat on her taxes. Might she lie under oath if she thought it was necessary? Yeah, I guess she would. I mean, what is that?
Because it'll just go further down this road. That's the problem with setting these new precedents.
Yeah, yeah, this is so ugly. I mean, it's like the president. I've said I think the declaration of emergency is a stretch. I don't like it because I think there's too much executive power, and Republicans, God help you. When a Democrat's doing a similar thing with, health care or immigration or whatever, in the same way, Democrats, if you're reveling in this, you're out of your minds. This is terrible. It's ugly. It's stupid.
Back to it, which is kind of a funny transition.
Well, no, you want to hear this. I mean, you don't want to have people say, yeah, it was the most insane thing I'd ever heard, and you missed it.
There you go.
Say, I don't think my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are afraid that you're going to lie. I think they're afraid you're going to tell the truth.
Oh.
Thank you, sir. Yield back the balance of my time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gosar.
The gentleman from Ohio, is that recognized?
Oh, I appreciate the gentleman for yielding. I just want to respond to Mr. Lynch. I want you to think about this. When have you ever seen a federal agency where this has happened? James Comey, director, fired. Andy McCabe, deputy director, fired. Lied 3 times under oath, under investigation, right? As we speak, Jim Baker, FBI counsel, demoted, then left, currently under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Connecticut. Lisa Page, demoted, then left. Peter Strzok, deputy head of counterintelligence, demoted, then fired. That's what happened. That's what we're concerned about. And today we actually asked for Rod Rosenstein. Oh, by the way, we now know 3 people have told us Rod Rosenstein actually was contemplating using the 25th Amendment to remove the guy from presidency who the American people put there. And we asked for him to be a witness today, and the chairman said no. And instead we get 30 minutes from a guy who's going to prison going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress. Mr. Cohen, I got two quick questions before I yield back to my colleague. Mr. Heiss asked you who all you've talked to. You said you've talked to, you spoke to Mr. Schiff, obviously spoke to Mr. Cummings. You've been, you're going in front of both committees. You're here today. You're going to be in front of Mr. Schiff's committee tomorrow. Have you spoken to Chairman Nadler or anyone on his staff, or have any of your attorneys spoken to Chairman Nadler?
I don't know about my attorneys. I have not spoken to
you don't know if your attorneys have
I have not spoken to Congressman Nadler. And I'm not aware, sir, I'm not aware if my attorneys, I can ask them.
Can turn around and ask it.
The answer, sir, is no.
Okay. And you said at this present time, Mr. Davis is not getting paid. Does that are you anticipating him receiving some kind of compensation in the future?
When I start to earn a living.
Are you going
to
wait 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
The answer is yes.
That's a first. I've never known a lawyer wait 3 years to get paid.
I guess he thinks it's important.
All right. With that, I yield to the gentleman from Arizona.
Well, thank you. Mr. Cohen, you know, you're a disgraced lawyer. I mean, you've been disbarred.
That's a good opening.
Oh, hey now. And you suck as a congressman. I'm sorry. What was your question?
I don't like your tie. Back to it.
And so I'm sure you remember. Well, maybe you don't remember. Duty of loyalty. Duty of confidentiality. Attorney-client privilege. I think the gentleman over your right side actually understands that very, very well and wouldn't do what you are doing here today. So let's go back at this credibility. You want us to make sure that we think of you as a real philanthropic icon, that you're about justice, that you're the person that somebody would call at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, they wouldn't. Not at all. We saw Mr. Comer dissect you. Right in front of this committee, you conflicted your testimony, sir. You're a pathological liar. You don't know truth from falsehood.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are you referring to me or the president?
Hey, this is my time.
Oh.
Are you referring to me or the president? Can I ask you a question?
Wait a second. I think we might have to rehear that.
Oh, boy.
Are you referring to me or the president, which is a good shot if you want to be a smartass?
Now it's an angry bar argument.
There you go. Let's hear that again, just because that was so darn good. Back that up. There you go, Michael.
Pathological liar. You don't know truth from falsehood.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are you referring to me or the president?
Hey, this is my time.
Are you referring to me, sir, or the president?
When I ask you a question, yeah. I'll ask for an answer.
Sure.
Now, are you familiar with Rule 35 of the Federal Rules and Criminal Procedures?
I am now.
Oh. So the committee understands that you've been in contact with the Southern District of New York. Is that true?
I am in constant contact with the Southern District of New York regarding ongoing investigations.
And part of that application is to reduce sentencing time, is it not? Yes.
There is a possibility.
Yes. The answer is yes.
No, it's not, sir.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's
not.
And so testimony here could actually help you out in getting your sentence lessened. Isn't that true?
I'm not really sure how my appearance here today is providing substantial information that the Southern District can use for the creation of a case. Now, if there is something that this group can do for me, I would gladly welcome it.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, America's watching you. I've been getting texts right and left saying, how can anybody listen to this pathological person?
Wow.
He's got a problem. He doesn't know fact from fiction. And that's what's sad here is that you didn't do this for Donald Trump, to protect Donald Trump. You did it for you. This is all about you. This is all about this Twitter feed and let me read one of those. Another one. Women who love and support Michael Cohen, strong, pitbull, sex symbol, no nonsense, business oriented and ready to make a difference.
1,000 followers.
Ready to make a difference against the law. That's pretty sad. You know, over and over again, you know, we want to have trust. It's built on the premise that we're truthful, that we come forward. But there's no truth with you whatsoever. That's why that's important to you, to look up here and look at the old adage that our moms taught us, liar, liar, pants on fire. Mm. No one should ever listen to you and give you credibility. It's sad. It's sad that we have come. In fact, I want to quote the chairman's very words. This is a real – hold on.
Lost my train of thought.
Gentlemen's time is expired.
Sad state.
Something about a silk sheet.
Good finish.
So that guy, I don't know that guy, but they just put up on MSNBC, they're putting up facts about everybody up in a little box, which is pretty handy. Been a congressman for 15 years, blah, blah, blah. They just put up him. He's a dentist. He's been a dentist for 25 years. And his own siblings campaigned for the guy against
him. That was that guy. I remember that guy.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that was a weird
That doesn't
story,
mean
though.
Anything, no. But that's just kind of entertaining. Yeah. So yeah. The dentist brought it. You're a pathological liar. And it doesn't look like you flossed in weeks.
Oh, beautiful.
He bolted out of the gates, but he didn't really stick the land in at the end there.
All right. No, hey, no. Let me play you.
The ending was a little rough. What? I got a quote for you.
This will knock your socks off. It's, who said it? It was, the guy. All right, listen to
it's,
this, would
it's
you?
It's sad.
This is one of my
favorites. That was the quote.
Mr. Cohen, you call Donald Trump a cheat in your opening testimony. What would you call yourself?
A fool.
You calling, okay, well, no comment on that.
I appreciate it.
And Cohen says, I appreciate it.
Was that the dentist?
Yeah, it was.
Man, the dentist came up out of his dental chair. Huh? Brought it hard.
The dentist doesn't sit in the dental chair. Your metaphor sucks.
He had the sharp, pokey thing.
All right.
He went right in there and started digging in the gums.
Now you're back out track.
Numbing the gums of America.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. This is how we run our country.
My time is up. You may rinse and spit.
Okay.
More on the way.
I can see you're enjoying yourself.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-1330. That's 800-452-1330. 800-452-1330. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried just about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. And Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Not only that guideline, it's the argument we were talking about before. And they went down this road with John Edwards and lost. You know, the fact is that what was in his head as to why he wanted those payments to be made, he will testify that he wanted to do it to protect his marriage, to protect his children, and not about the election. And so you're going to have a jury having to make that kind of decision. And
good stuff from Chris Christie there.
As usual, yeah.
On ABC. And so it's interesting. So I walked into the lunchroom to get my Pop-Tart because I've let myself go and I have no control over myself.
Yeah, nice meal, grown man.
And while CNN was on, they were going big, as they appear to be on ABC, about the payments to Stormy Daniels, because so far today that's the only, like, real legal anything, right? Isn't there?
Yeah, correct.
And
the Russia stuff is politically damaging, maybe, but
well, and part of
not
that,
legal.
Part of that, because they can't go too far down the Russia road, because that's Mueller's territory. So the only legal stuff they could really get into today was this Stormy Daniels stuff, which is a campaign finance violation, big freaking deal. And as Chris Christie was saying, if the president can convince a jury, or whoever has to convince a jury, look, I paid her off so my wife wouldn't find out and leave me.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Well, Cohen just testified in front of Congress to the delight of the Democrats that Trump didn't think he would win. Therefore, he kept going with the business deals in Russia, et cetera. So the narrative when it's handy is that he didn't think he could win. But then the narrative for why he'd pay off the porn skank about the affair is that he was trying to win. And it was all about the campaign and not about his personal life. You're not going to get 12 jurors. There's no way.
Well, and Chris Christie referenced John Edwards, who bought
right.
a house
oh my
for
God.
His mistress who
yeah.
had a kid
yeah.
and was still able to convince people that, well, no, I was doing it so my wife wouldn't find out, not because it was going to hurt my presidential campaign. And it worked.
Let me quote, in case you're just tuning in, you haven't heard the testimony, it so sickened you had to turn it off or whatever, but a great quote from young Ben Shapiro. He's essentially paraphrasing what I said. I think he was listening to the Armstrong and Getty show, because Ben Shapiro needs to rip me off. Cohen's testimony falls into three buckets for Trump. One, illegality. Two, embarrassing for Trump. And three, stupid hilarity. There's not much in bucket one. There's a lot in bucket two. And there's a fair amount in bucket three.
What was bucket
two
again?
There's a tiny bit of illegality, but it's the Stormy stuff. Bucket two is embarrassing for Trump. It's the he's not a guy, a good guy. He's not a nice guy. Of course, most Trump voters understand that.
We got a pretty good.
And then three is stupid hilarity.
We got a pretty good text speaking to that very thing. Let me find that real quick.
Neither Armstrong and Getty.
I don't think most people who voted for Trump are shocked or surprised by any of this. I don't know about most people, but a lot of people. The point is they would rather have this jackass than any candidate put forth by either party
right.
at the time.
Yeah.
We have a dishonest jackass in the Oval Office. Shocking. Let's move on. It came down to a binary choice, and it once again will come down to a binary choice. Do you want a guy who agrees with a lot of your philosophies on judges or regulations or whatever it is, and does this other personal stuff you don't like or not?
I tell you what, if it comes down to, like especially a progressive Democrat, but even like a Kamala Harris, or Trump, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg has not yet retired, I would never wish her to depart this earthly veil. She seems like a nice gal. But if she is still on the scene but on the verge of retiring, you will have people willing to write persuasive essays on, I am fully aware that Donald J. Trump is a bad guy. Completely aware. Hundreds of pages of why I think he's a bad guy. But he'll appoint a conservative justice to the Supreme Court. So I'm going to vote for him. Period. Signed, voter. They're fully aware. In fact, it's a meme on the internet. We've received it many, many times via email. Yes, we know he's a blank. Insert your favorite word here. But he's our blank, and he's doing what we hired him to do.
Wall Street Journal editorial board. We hate everything about Donald Trump but his policies.
Right. So the stuff that's embarrassing for Trump, I think that's so baked in.
I mean, I mean, if it's true that he bought a painting of himself at a charity auction at the highest bid because it looks cool. I mean, that's
and then
just, who
had
does,
his charity write the check.
Who does that sort of thing?
That's rotten. It's rotten. It's embarrassing. And that could get him in trouble for the laws of operating a 501c3 organization.
I'm sure
so that
penalty,
could be in the legal bucket.
And I'm sure the penalty for that is stiff.
You're not getting sarcastic with me, are you? I won't have it.
So you write your $2,000 check and you're done with that.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to replay Jim Jordan's scathing opening in a few minutes. He is the ranking member, meaning the top guy on the bottom party in this committee, the Republican Jim Jordan.
Well, the...
stay tuned.
The testimony in the grilling has recommenced, and if there are any more highlights or any good action, we will bring that to you.
Yeah, we're kind of down to some of the lesser lights, frankly, and it's worth hearing just so you understand what morons there are in Congress.
I thought the dentist really brought it, so...
Yeah, kinda.
Hmm?
Then he stumbled and fumbled and bumbled his way to the finish.
His ending was a little weak.
Yeah.
How about you, Marshall? How are you feeling today?
Ashamed. I'm not going to tell you how to answer. But...
I just don't see how we take this another step further down the road with the next president again, where you just get somebody who doesn't like them to get up there and answer questions or just to make negative statements about them.
Yeah, no kidding.
We may have that, or it looks like Jim Jordan's getting into it with Cohen again, so we'll have that for you. Stay Whoa. Tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last.
Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Is this just a random tweet, Sean, or was this anybody important? Anyway, they tweeted, Democrats really need to up their question game. Congressman Cooper just asked Cohen what advice he would give to young people. That is not a good use of time.
No, that's a very left journalist that makes no bones about it, but I follow all sorts of people
right.
on Twitter.
No, but I would agree that...
Not a good use of time.
Often in these hearings, it's always been amazing to me that each side doesn't get their act together and make it like...
a playbook.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, listen, I'm going to go hard after X, then if you segue into Y... Right, no.
Or just have your questions in order, and if I don't get through 7, you pick it up and do 7 and 8.
Right.
You know, so
right.
Build
here
a case.
Here are the 50 questions we need to ask through here.
But let's they often ask the exact same questions the person in front of them just asked. Or
stupid questions that all their colleagues are looking at them thinking, well, you're wasting your time on that.
Like, what advice would you give young people, Mr. Cohen?
Great. So a woman called...
What, did you run through the other 7.6 billion people on Earth and ask them the same question? You finally got down to Cohen?
I can't see her name up there. A woman called Fox?
Vince Fox, yeah.
With two X's. That's sexy.
Is getting...
she looks to be 80.
She's a little older for trying to come up with a sexy pseudonym.
Attractive older gal, though.
But she's apparently a Republican because she's getting in Cohen's jockey shorts, and here we go.
Appearance here today motivated by your desire to remain in the spotlight for your personal benefit?
No, ma'am.
You have sought out ways to rehabilitate your image from tax evader, bank swindler, and all-around liar to an honorable, truthful man by appearing before cable news. I'm concerned you could be using your story and this congressional platform for your personal benefit, such as a desire to make money from book deals. So can you commit under oath that you have not and will not pursue a book or movie deal based on your experiences working for the president?
No.
Yeah, that's an unfair question, but a good one. I understand her point, but that's not really fair.
Yeah, it's theater, which is what this whole thing is.
Yeah, that's not really fair. Everybody who goes into this line of work, if they can write a book, does and makes money off of it.
Not just no, but F no.
You cannot commit to making money off of a book or movie deal based on your work.
No. There's two parts to your question. The first part of your question, you asked me whether or not I had spoken to people regarding a possible book deal. And I have. And I've spoken to people who have sought me out regarding a movie deal.
No, I didn't ask you if you'd
that
spoken
was the first
to anybody.
Part of your question.
I said, can you commit under oath that you will not, that you have not and will not pursue a book deal?
And I would not do that, no.
Okay. Can you commit under oath that you will not pursue opportunities to provide commentary for a major news network based on your experiences working for the president?
No.
Can you commit under oath that you will not pursue political office in the state of New York?
No.
So you don't commit to changing your ways, basically, because you want to continue to use your background as a liar, a cheater, a convicted liar, to make money. That's what you want to do.
And that's going to get me a book deal and a movie deal and television and a spot on television? I don't think so.
Well,
can you commit to not starring in a live-action remake of Droopy Dog?
Oh, no. I'm already going to prison. Now you're yelling at me.
That was theater. I mean, that's
that's grandstanding for the folks back home.
Right. Oh, Boy, I was just, for some reason, I was picturing during that what it'd be like to be a guy who installed the tiling in a Trump hotel, and you get a call from Cohen when he tells you, we're not paying you. We'll pay you half of what you owe.
Right. Well, I'll sue. You sue us. I'm going to come for you. I'm going to come for your wife. I'm going to sue your kids. You're not going to have a dime. Your kids are going to starve, because that's what he did. He was a goon, Cohen.
It's pretty easy to pick.
For Trump.
Yeah.
I'd yield my remainder of my time, Mr. Chairman, to Mr.
Thank you for yielding. Mr. Cohen, in your sentencing statement to the court in December of last year, you said, I want to apologize to the people of the United States. You deserve to know the truth. Approximately a month later, BuzzFeed News ran a story that was the story in the country for a couple days. BuzzFeed story ran January 17th, 2019. On January 18th, your counsel went on TV and wouldn't confirm or deny the story. The next day, the special counsel's office did something that's never happened. Never happened. They said the description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and the characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. Why didn't your lawyer, the day that he's on TV, when this story is the biggest thing in the news in the country, why didn't he deny the BuzzFeed story?
Because I didn't think it was his responsibility to do that. We are not the fact checkers for BuzzFeed.
He's on TV to talk about the very story you committed to the court when you were trying to get your sentence reduced, that the American people deserve to know the truth. You had the golden opportunity to give them the truth on a false story, the BuzzFeed story, and your lawyer didn't say a thing. He said this, I can't confirm, I can't deny. You had an opportunity to do exactly what you told the judge you were going to do 1 month after you said it, and you didn't do it. Why not?
Again, it wasn't our responsibility to be the fact checker for the news agencies.
This is the biggest story in the country.
Sir, please, let me. The president says so far approximately 9,000.
I got eight seconds. I'll let you finish.
Chairman, may I please finish?
The special counsel
said. Chairman, can I please finish?
Something they've never done. They said that story was false. Now you can respond.
Okay. My response. The president has told something over 9,000 lies to date. Do I ask Mr. Davis or Mr. Monaco, or do I go on television in order to correct his mistakes?
When Mr.
Answer,
Davis goes on
sir,
to talk
the answer
about
is
that
no.
specific subject,
the answer
should.
Is no. And I would like
gentleman's
to...
Listen up. The gentleman's time has expired. You may finish answering the question, and then we're going to go to Mr. Connolly.
All I wanted to say is I just find it interesting, sir, that between yourself and your colleagues, that not one question so far since I'm here has been asked about President Trump. That's actually why I thought I was coming today. Not to confess the mistakes that I've made. I've already done that. And I'll do it again every time you ask me about taxes or mistakes. Yes, I made my mistakes. I'll say it now again. And I'm going to pay the ultimate price. But I'm not here today, and the American people don't care about my taxes. They want to know what it is that I know about Mr. Trump. And not one question so far has been asked about Mr. Trump.
Mr. Connolly.
So,
Oh, boy. So he gets to take that high horse with him to prison? Ride it around the prison yard?
You're not paying the ultimate price. That'd be execution. Yeah. They're not gonna execute you.
No, not yet.
We're not paying your taxes. But yeah. There's a lot of bad behavior being spread around.
This is such a terrible idea, whole hearing.
If we go down this road, man,
we will.
We have.
Yes, we have. Here we are. Look at your GPS. We've done it. The next Democratic president, there's a sniff of malfeasance, and the Republicans take the House, there will be a dog and pony show in which everyone they've ever met who doesn't like them will detail their sins. Because there's so little in the legal bucket here. There's a great deal in the embarrassing bucket. And there's an overflow of the just, I think he's an a-hole bucket. I mean, that's interesting. I won't deny. It's pretty titillating. But why is Congress doing this? It's ugly. It's a low watermark.
You won't commit under oath that you will not perform a one-man show in which you pace around the stage with a pipe. Talking about your experiences?
Not with a pipe, no.
Our text line, we've been getting lots of good texts. 415-295-KFTC, 415-295-KFTC.
If we have time to squeeze in the Jim Jordan opening comments, although we'll get to that tomorrow, I suppose.
What's going on with Trump and Little Fathead? Are we going to go to nuclear war or get that settled?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. What happened with Stormy Daniels? It's way more exciting. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-253-2181. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-253-2181. 1-800-253-2181. 1-800-253-2181.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried just about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. And Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Daly for State Senate 2019.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely. Fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Early.
When were you disbarred?
Yesterday, from what I read in the paper.
Yesterday. When should you have been disbarred, based on the legal counsel you were giving your client?
I don't have an answer for your question.
How long were you counsel for Mr. Trump?
Since 2007.
When is the first time you gave him bad legal advice or failed to inform him of his legal obligations, as you testified today you did in the case of the payment to Ms. Clifford? When was the first time you did that? Would that qualify for disbarment?
I don't know, sir. I'm not the Bar Association.
I just like that line of questioning. When were you disbarred?
Yesterday.
From what I read.
When should you have been disbarred? I don't know.
I don't know.
And that guy asking questions, he's a Republican. He's got a master's in mechanical engineering from MIT.
Wow.
Which is an interesting background. You'd have to be a super brain.
And he appears to be ineligible for the Denny Senior discount, which I like for my politicians.
He's the first person under 60.
So where does this leave us as a country? Bitterly divided and seeing it from separate and never mingled points of view, I think.
How will the cable news channels and the newspapers take, what would the coverage be at the end of the day? Assuming it goes on like this.
It'll be, they'll just run the highlights of when their side scored a point, I think, and they will assess it. And I get this, because cable news, do not look to cable news for anything but entertainment, news-based entertainment, with a couple of exceptions. They will just give their audience what they want to hear, the best lines of each side.
I also think a large portion, just from the predicting talking points thing, they will say that the Republicans did a lot to attack Cohen, but not his testimony. I'm already seeing early versions of that article bubbling up.
Yeah, the one gal was tweeting that yes, he's a degenerate, and he was Trump's guy. That's the point. Republicans proving he's a degenerate aren't doing them any good. Which is an interesting point of view. I want to play at least a little bit of Jim Jordan's opening statement. He's the highest-ranking Republican on the committee, because this is the way I looked at the thing from the beginning. Because the campaign finance thing, go ahead, investigate it. Figure out if laws were broken. Administer the fines like you do. That's what ought to happen. The Russia thing, you know, the collusion, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. If it's stuff that looks damaging, it's they got too chummy with Russia and we're uncomfortable with that, okay, that's fine, worth knowing, no problem. But that's not a legal question whatsoever. And the rest of this hearing has just been an argument over whether Trump is a you-know-what or not, and whether the guy calling him that is such a big you-know-what that we shouldn't listen to him. It's just stupid. Jim Jordan of Ohio.
Mr. Chairman, when we legitimize... Steve, we delegitimize this institution. We're supposed to pursue the truth, but you have stacked the deck against the truth. We're only allowed to ask certain questions, even with that amendment you just told us about. Well, Russia's now on the table. You initially told us we can't ask questions about the special counsel, can't ask questions about the Southern District of New York, can't ask questions about Russia. Nope. Only subjects we can talk about are ones you think are going to be harmful to the President of the United States. And the answers to those questions are going to come from a guy who can't be trusted. They just want to use you, Mr. Cohen. You're their patsy today. They got to find somebody somewhere to say something so they can try to remove the president from office. Because Tom Steyer told him to. Tom Steyer, last week, organized a town hall. Guess where? Chairman Nadler's district in Manhattan. Two nights ago, Tom Steyer organized a town hall. Guess where? Chairman Cummings' district in Baltimore. The best they can find, the best they can find to start this process, Michael Cohen. Fraudster, a cheat, convicted felon, and in 2 months a federal inmate.
And he went on to describe how Lanny Davis, the longtime Democrat operative, the lawyer for the Clintons, currently the lawyer for Cohen, had spent a month, I think, negotiating with Elijah Cummings to make this hearing happen, that it was essentially a Lanny Davis production, which I think is almost certainly true. It's just ugly and stupid. And those of you who hate Trump, you want to bring him down, all the substantive stuff, that's in progress. That's being investigated, talked about. There was no need for this. This was just a piece of pile of crap.
Well, I'll tell you, the opening where Cohen lays out how Trump is a racist. And, I mean, that's just something.
Yeah.
And he had me call his schools and keep his SATs quiet. I mean, wow.
Right.
That's really something.
Right.
That's where we're going.
He was mean to subcontractors, which I believe and I find repugnant.
Oh,
a small business person and the son of small businessmen and the rest of it and friends of small, I find it repugnant. But it's utterly inappropriate for this hearing. He's a racist. I heard him say racist stuff once. Okay, great. Why is this in front of Congress?
Then a Republican brings out a black woman who works for Trump and says, no, he's not a racist. So then what do you do with that, nation?
I mean, right. This is all years ago. I mean, some of the stuff was on the campaign trail or after the inauguration that he's talked about, but like a teeny tiny percentage of it. The rest is just what kind of guy Trump is. And if you're going to allow Congress to hold hearings on, hey, yo, what kind of girl is a Kamala Harris anyway? Everybody who's ever known her, we're going to subpoena and we're going to find out. I mean, that's not right. Ugh.
Be interesting to watch the shakeout and the coverage, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow. No doubt about it.
Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Oh, man, I love that. When I'm on ecstasy, that kind of beat.
What? Wait,
here's
what?
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody. Marshall Phillips, final thought for us?
I need that right now.
Wow. There.
Dinner table event.
They've built up the trust. Michelangelo, final thought.
Yeah, Joe Getty once ate a pizza in a way that violated obscenity laws, and Jack Armstrong once violated gas can laws. For more gossip, go to my blog, armstrongandgettyradio.com.
All right, it's armstrongandgetty.com, Michael. Learn
that's
the new
right.
website. Positive,
yeah,
Sean,
right.
Your final thought.
Yeah, I thought season one of the Cohen hearings was fantastic. Really hope Netflix picks up season two. I was riveted.
Jack, would you like to share a final thought with us?
The most relaxing thing I've seen in a long time. Kim smoking. Little fathead Kim of North Korea smoking. There's a 3-minute video, silent. It's him just walking around in a courtyard smoking cigarettes.
Wow.
It's just somehow relaxing.
Well, it's an ashtray jockey, right?
Yeah, his sister is runs around with a crystal ashtray.
See, that would stress me out. I don't find that relaxing. Did you go to smokingdictators.com for that or what?
I don't know.
We'll have that video at the website for you.
We got Mussolini with a cigar.
My final thought is, if you allow yourself to become an awful person, to take down an awful person, or somebody you see as an awful person, you haven't done yourself a lot of good. Whether it's questionable emergency powers or hearings about who's a dick and who's not, this is a terrible moment in American politics.
I am a good person. Sir, the record disagrees. That's a great moment.
Says who?
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
The record says who? So many people to thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Email us if you want. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We're 3 hours in. He looks as comfortable and cool as a cucumber. This is his
He's
comfort
a crook.
Zone. Yeah. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
We apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
The show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
To give a convicted felon a forum to tell stories and lie about the President of the United States.
Armstrong. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.